This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, crash into this rock while we film this. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
John, I'm here. I'm so psyched. It's that time of year again. We're all very excited. John, we are back on Oak Island. We're digging holes. Boots on the ground. We're sniffing wood and the treasure. It's coming out of the ground.
Wait, you got wood to sniff? Where are we looking at?
Oh man, it's a big thing on Oak
Island. Is there like some real good oak on that Oak Island?
Old stuff. Okay, so sometimes on The Curse of Oak Island, the TV show that's in its 12th year, maybe 11th, and I've lost track.
They haven't found shit. So,
I mean, they found some stuff. I mean, they have not found a massive treasure. No, yeah. they have found a number of other interesting things along the way. But anyway. One thing that they do sometimes is they dig a big hole in the ground, which seems to be most of the show, actually. Well, sometimes you dig sort of small holes. Sometimes you dig medium holes. Sometimes you dig a hole and sort of legitimate cultural objects come out of it, and then you have to stop digging and get archaeologists, like real archaeologists on the island, which slows you down, hates them.
I bet that's awkward for everyone involved. It's like, hold on. We got to get the real ones out here. It's like, what do you mean I'm not a real archaeologist? Like,
I mean, it really is. I mean, there was like sort of a subplot for a whole season where they found some like First Nations artifacts, because it's up in Canada, and they literally like it took off like a chunk, like a pretty big chunk of the island that they could no longer do treasure hunting in, because there were sort of legitimate First Nations work to be done, and they had to get a whole team of archaeologists, and it was very upsetting to everyone on Oak Island. Like, I don't think they were actually bad guys to be like, we just want to smash all these artifacts and forget about them. It was just like, it's really unfortunate that we found something of actual cultural value.
It's like,
can't keep looking for gold.
We can't.
I don't want to paint them as being insensitive or not like interested in real archaeology, because they clearly are. I don't think they're bad dudes, but they're mostly there looking for gold, and pottery ain't that.
Yeah. So, if you get to a level where the Templars are involved, yeah, sure. That's that you get the Oak Island boys on that. Anything above that, though, like when you start seeing pottery and ancient relics,
real stuff, fuck. Sniffing wood, back to sniffing wood. So like I said, sometimes you're digging these holes, and I don't know if it's a thing that, like, I'll say this, I don't know how much the producers of the show pay attention to the online discourse around The Curse of Oak Island.
Just for a little bit of backstory, we talk about Oak Island every so often on this.
Every now and again, because I watch it, and I'm here to bring John up to date, and you, our listeners at home, on what's going on with Oak Island, so you don't have to waste literally hundreds of hours of your time at this point watching this show.
Mm-hmm. But typically, as far as I'm aware, the online discourse for this show is, well, this show is terrible, I'll see you next week, from the fans.
But they also make fun of the things that happen on the show.
Okay.
And so sometimes at some point, I don't know what it was, but some point or another, like they dug a hole, like a deep hole, and they found some wood, like planks or beams or whatever. And that happens all the time because there's been people looking for, you know, treasure on this island, and they, you know, they dig a hole and the former treasure hunter is like, ah, they didn't find anything, so they fill it up. And then sometimes the Oak Island fellas, they dig a hole where, you know, former treasure hunter looked, and either aren't aware that there was a former treasure hunter there or are aware because that gives them, you know, maybe some like relevant data as to where these former treasure hunters thought that the treasure might be. But they were digging pretty deep one time, and some wood came out of the hole, and one of the old dudes, one of like the main couple guys, like he was talking about how old the wood was, and he picked it up and he sniffed it.
Okay.
And just to say, he's like, yeah, it smells like old wood.
And that's a mark of an expert right there.
Yeah, it smells old. It smells old as shit. You know, because sometimes you get some wood from like the, you know, early 1900s. That's not very exciting. But you get wood that predates, you know, the discovery of the money pit. That's something. That's something, right?
Okay.
So anyway, people like really latched on to the idea of like sniffing wood. And so now it's a really not uncommon thing that like when they find wood underground, they sniff it. And who knows whether maybe they were always sniffing the wood and they just edited out a lot, or and they just started editing it more, or maybe the people on Oak Island realized that everyone laughs whenever they sniff wood, so they sniff the wood that they dig out of a hole. But it's just Oak Island things, John. It's just Oak Island things. It's absolutely not worth it. Is in no way worth any level of commitment to understand any of this stuff. I'm here providing a service. I'm providing a service because I'm too deep in. I'm in it. I'm watching this show till it ends or I die. I will, that's my promise to you. And I will continue to keep you up to date every couple of months whenever the show is on to let you know if anything has happened. And so far, they found like a 16th century British coin. That was neat because they were actually able to identify because it was a cut coin. You know how like people used to cut coins apart? Okay. So this coin had, you know, it was like a quarter of a coin. It was a silver coin. And it had enough left of the markings that they could determine it was from like the 1600s, which is a pretty early date for Oak Island. That's before the discovery of the money pit. So not to say that someone didn't come along and drop like a 1600s era coin later on. It did not have to be a new coin that was lost, but you don't. It also could be an old coin. You don't know. So that was exciting. That was an exciting find.
To be fair, when I see an island, my first instinct is to like throw coins at it like it's my enemy because it's a like, unknown item to me. And usually if we pass by it, you know, like I sure showed that island. So
Let me make a proposition. For humans that walk around on land, when you see a body of water, you can make an offering to Lady Fortuna, the goddess Fortuna, by throwing a coin into water, right? That's an old human belief. Okay.
Throwing
What's
a
the
coin
opposite
for your
of
witcher,
that?
Yeah.
If you're a mermaid or a merman or any gender of merperson, you might throw coins at pockets of land, aka islands.
Okay. For good luck, or
for whatever the mer person equivalent of the goddess Fortuna is, they're throwing coins at islands. We throw coins at fountains. They throw coins at islands. So I'm thinking we're either finding hidden treasure on Oak Island, or we're proving that mer people are real.
Okay, all right. So, like, maybe like the mermaid or merperson, just like, isn't there like some sort of thing with the merfolk like eat people or something? Like, just like, isn't there like some sort of like minor thing? I know there's like the Disney-fied Little Mermaid and whatnot, but is there something
mer people eat people? I mean, sirens, right?
That, yeah, like
lure unwilling or unprepared sailors to crash upon the shores, and presumably they eat them. I don't know what else they want sailors for.
It would be messed up if they were just like, "Ha, your ship is broke." It's like, you're stuck with us.
Oh no, sirens! What are you going to do with me? Do with you? Like fucking nothing. We just love watching shipwrecks.
Yeah, we just like that shit rules.
We just filmed a TikTok. The worst day of your life is going to be 6 seconds of a viral video for us.
Yeah, we got millions of views on this shit. Hold on. Stay right there, Jason, and all of your Argonauts.
What's the best song to put underneath this video of your ship sinking while you're so horny you crash it yourself?
I got a Chappelle Roan hit here. I got it. Hot to go.
Let's get hot to go. There you go.
Aaron, this is weirdly getting close to the video I have chosen for this week in a peculiar way.
Okay.
And I kind of want to go right into it.
I'm interested.
You have no idea what the video is, though, right? Just making sure.
I'm the co-host. I'm here to talk about Oak Island and know nothing.
Yeah. Before we go into it further, Templar talk. Has there been Templars yet?
Oh, dude. There's been so much Templar talk. It's awesome.
Good.
It's
good.
Awesome.
Like, status quo. Okay. Good.
It's awesome. Good. Yeah. But I think also there's this guy. So sometimes Oak Island. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Oak Island. Okay,
I'm holding the video.
So sometimes they have what the online Oak Island community, the OIC, the OIC,
OIAC.
OIAC, online Oak Island community. OIC. OIC. I'm calling it OIC.
Okay. All right.
Sometimes they have what the OIC community calls the kook of the week, which is we didn't film enough stuff to fill out an hour this week. And by God, they will use nearly anything.
Like the show's an hour long.
It's an hour long, motherfucker. I thought it was like 30 minutes. No, it is 1 hour long and the season premiere.
It's a Star Trek episode.
The season premiere was an ungodly 2 hour episode.
Why would they do that?
It was 2 hours of this. Because it's literally, I think it's Cable's like number one show. It's at least History Channel's number one show, if it is not Cable's number one show.
They have all of history. They have all of history to choose from. They're the History Channel.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, John. It's whatever history you need. You can find something on Oak Island to use to talk about it. I promise you, they found an ancient Chinese coin on Oak Island one time, and we got to learn about China for a little bit.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying that we made fun of History Channel for a very long time in the early 2000s for just showing World War II documentaries to the point where the joke was we called it the Hitler Channel, and they were just like, you know what, fine, we'll just focus on something else. How about this fucking island up in Canada? It's got treasure or something. I don't know. Templars.
Yep. Yeah, there's all kinds of Templar, you know, carvings in Portugal that reflect carvings you can find on Oak Island. I mean, they've got, oh man, they can make the most tenuous connection. Anyway, the 2 hours for the premiere, it was, and this is as a person that has watched 11 seasons of this horseshit, it was too much Oak Island. Okay, it was too much. It was too much. So they have what is sometimes called, whenever they don't have enough interesting stuff, and like I said, interesting stuff can be very, very minimal to fill out an hour of Oak Island. They have what can be called the kook of the week. Kook of the week.
All right.
Which is where someone has emailed the producers and they have a ridiculous theory as to what's on Oak Island or who put it there. And they bring them into the war room, which is where all the folks gather all of our Oak Island heroes gather. And
is this like Shark Tank, but for like just
kind of batshit theories? Yeah, but for batshit theories about what's going on in Oak Island, it's kind of exactly that. And then they move. They'll like let these people spiel a little bit, and sometimes they have PowerPoints, and then sometimes they let them walk around Oak Island to try and like verify their theory or something. And it's the worst time. It's the worst time. Sometimes these guys are awesome. Sometimes they come in wearing like leather dusters and wolf t-shirts, and you're like, yes, let me hear what this guy has to say.
Aaron, do we have a chance to become a Kook of the Week?
Believe me, I've tried. You have to believe me, I've tried. I have emailed every semi-public facing email address related to Oak Island with the craziest shit because I want to be a Kook of the Week. I'm not saying I believe it. I just want to go and like get on TV and present some insane
idea. Can I join you on that?
Like, please.
I will still refuse to watch a show, but I will try to be part of it? Hell yeah.
Please email Prometheus Entertainment with the craziest idea you can come up with Oak Island and tell them you've got a partner that needs to come along.
All right, but the Kook of the Week. Who is this Kook of the Week that you're talking about?
It's like a Kook of the Season, because sometime last year they met up with this weird Italian guy who claimed that he could like link up this like a constellation with like some rocks on Oak Island, and it kind of maybe matches, but dude, there's a lot of fucking stars in the sky. I'm sorry. And there's a lot of rocks on Oak Island. So it's not that hard to find a constellation, even if you just make up a constellation, especially if you just make up a constellation.
Oh, that's to link easy up to do. With.
Exactly. And that's what this guy did. But for some reason, they won't let this go. And now he hangs out on the island with them. And I hate this old Italian man because he just keeps talking about it. And it's clearly nothing. It's so obviously, and they make legitimate archaeologists, like they edit it to where it seems like they're agreeing with him, and it's so frustrating because I know the archaeologist does not agree with this man, but like I swear, if you're ever on Oak Island and you're an archaeologist, never say yes or nod your head in agreement, because they will cut to that and make you look like you're agreeing to anything that anyone says at literally any point.
Let me rewind a second. Was this like the Kook of the Season for last season, and he just still happens
he's
to be still around
there? I don't know why he's back.
Is he squatting on the show?
I feel like he has like compromising intelligence about one member of the Oak Island team or something. It's like Marty Lagina was caught with a prostitute and he has the film and he's now going to be on Oak Island forever. Anyway, I don't know why we were. I'm sorry. No, I don't like this Italian man.
Aaron,
no, nothing against Italian mans in general.
You heard it here first.
This guy, nothing against Italian mans. I have a neutral opinion of any random Italian mans, except for this one.
You go up to Aaron in the street, like if he's like, "Hey, what do you think of this Italian man?" It's like, I have no opinion on that.
None at all. Not until I meet him. I don't have anything good to say. I don't have anything bad to say. He's just another hominin living here on planet Earth.
Aaron, I want you when we finish up processing the episode, I want to count the minutes that we got to before we got to the video for Oak Island.
My clock says it's pushing 19 minutes.
Oh my God. Aaron, I'm showing a video.
Okay.
It did have something related until we talk about more about Oak Island, but we're going to watch it hit 3, 2, 1.
Okay. This seems to be a video of a pool.
It's a pool?
It's a pool.
Someone.
Whoa! A car just crashed into the pool.
Into the pool. This is a compilation. Aaron, we have not had really a compilation of different crashes happening on the show, but this is a sorted compilation of car crashes of cars going into swimming pools.
A second pool
has hit.
I don't even see where the pool is. Holy shit, there's the pool.
Yeah.
In it goes. It's two cars that time.
It's two cars. Like, this is just a constant 3-minute loop.
Some of these I can't tell if we're seeing a new video or whoa, that one was awesome.
That one drifted on the pool.
Now video this minivan, there you go. That is a definitely skips across it. A la a stone skipped across a lake.
Yeah, these are like, it's the best type of media. Like, we were talking about sirens, like, wanting, like, just to crash ships into boats in there. This is the equivalent of those videos, except it's just cars going into swimming pools, and they're...
That guy was so slow! How did he go in? but this video was like a car going incredibly slow and under control and drives into the pool.
Yeah, just, incredibly calculated.
Yeah, some of these I kind of feel like I wish I had a little bit more lead up. Some of them just cut to a pool and then a car is in it in something like a tenth of a second, if not the car already going into it.
Yeah, like they're definitely this. Whoever made this video was definitely was like, we got to make sure we get the entire. It's only swimming pools and cars crashes. If there's anything else in there, we're not interested.
No, it's just a compilation of the quickest. Cars going into a pool, you can imagine
it, like, just the water crashing, the waves in there, the motor running, that one that backed up into it.
I feel like that guy popped his trunk after he went in the pool, which is very interesting.
Yeah, it's just like a comedy routine.
I would not call it an overwhelming fear, but it is a fear nonetheless. Of like driving a car into like a lake or a river, you know, and then sinking with the car. Like, I worry about that a little bit, enough to the point that I bought that tool that the Mythbusters recommended when they did an episode about driving your car into a lake. That one was fun. Dude, this is a car going, that's not a pool. That is a water park, but it's close enough. That is a fucking 18-wheeler driving off a cliff into a water park, and it was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it just went right off in there.
Yeah, that almost makes me... This video, the ends with a pool crashing into cars. Yeah. Like a loose-ass pool liner crashing into a car.
They got everything. Good.
They got it all. They got the one way. They got the other way. I have a minimal fear of that. It's not something I've never thought about. I've thought about it enough to make preparations for it and then occasionally think about it whenever I drive over a bridge.
Okay.
But watching this video makes me feel like I would actually be kind of okay driving a car into a pool. Like, I think if I drove a car into a pool, I would be, as long as I hurt no one and was not hurt myself, I think I would come out slightly happier than if I hadn't. Does that make sense? I think overall, I feel like it'd be a positive experience, right? Because I think, you know, insurance is going to pay for the pool damage.
Unless you're this guy who's like driving really slow. Yeah,
if I was an insurance person, I would not give this. And at the same time, there's not really an overwhelming concern about drowning. And also, it would sort of act as exposure therapy to drive a car into some water to sort of get myself over, you know, the idea, the worry of like falling into a lake. But, well, I fell into a pool, and I know more or less how that went.
So you're saying you want to feel it?
I think I want this. I think the more I watch these cars driving into pools, we joke on this show sometimes, don't we, John? Do we joke on the show? Do we true a little bit? Maybe we say things to get a jovial reaction.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I don't think this is it. I think I'm being honest with everyone out there and you and me that I kind of want to drive my car into a pool.
Does it have? Do you want to drive your car into the pool, or do you want to drive a car?
A car into a pool? Is it a car? Is it a car? Is it like my company vehicle that I drive at work?
It is something or that is not going to get you into trouble.
Okay. Yeah, I'll drive any. It's not. No, I don't want to necessarily ruin my car by driving it into a pool. But if need be, I would. I would prefer to drive someone else's car into a pool.
Okay. Like maybe like buy a like a used car potentially.
Man, we got to pause a second and watch this fucking 18-wheeler drive into a water park.
Yeah. Dude, it gets off a ledge.
I cannot stress this enough. He fucking busts through slides, water park slides. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
It wanted in line. It looks to be an incomplete water park, to be fair.
I hope no one was hurt. Yeah. I hope it was literally just they were like a day away from opening the water park. No one was in there. And then this awesome 18-wheeler jumps off of a cliff over the water park and smashes through these slides.
It's pretty like from a action movie shot, like especially like from what is essentially found footage on like closed caption TV. Pretty exceptional directing.
It's good. It's like something out of the best action movie you could imagine, like with real practical, like it's like Terminator 2 level quality.
Yeah, yeah, definitely like in the half pipe in Terminator 2. It's on that level.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
But yeah, you could just buy a car. You could just buy like any old car.
I could buy just like a shitty car and drive it to the pool, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could step one, you got to find you got to have a pool or find a pool that people are okay with putting a car in temporarily.
They're not going to be okay with it. Okay, they're just not. This is not a thing that anyone is going to be fine with. I will be imposing myself on someone to drive a car into a pool. There's no doubt that not everyone will come out of this situation happy. Right. And honestly, okay. I feel like the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm going to have to be exceptionally careful around driving near pools from now on. Because if I ever drive into a pool, there's no way that this podcast does not get pulled as evidence.
Aaron, if I have to, hey, John, can you remove this specific episode? Yeah, what up? Oh, yeah, like, okay, what happened? What episode? The car crashing the pool episode.
Maybe in the episode description, can we tag it so we could quickly find it, delete this in case Aaron drives a car into a pool, just so we could really quickly search and delete it before the prosecuting attorney finds it?
I'll include that in the tag.
Okay, please do. We need it found very quick. And can we, whatever we got to put so it does not get archived by archive.org, I also need that on there.
I maybe like put a second tag. It's like archive.org, do not archive.
Whatever you need to do. I don't know what that looks like these days. It's like to get archive.org to not do its thing.
You got to do it like an undercover cop. Like you say, like do not archive.org, do not archive this. And they just got to say it in
plain text and they respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. It won't do anything. Hold on. Here it comes again. Oh man. Oh,
man. It's so good. It's so fucking good. And it goes right into the slides too.
Yeah. It's like at the very end.
Admittedly, there were better parts of the slides that could have gone into. It could have gone more towards the middle and it would have hit more slides, but it does go right into those slides.
Yeah, it could have been a lot more plastic being ripped off on that car on the way down.
Yeah, yeah. But still, it still hits them. How disappointing, though, if it didn't hit it at all.
Yeah, could it just got all the way.
If it actually just went into the pool at the end of the water slide and didn't smash through the water slide a little bit. Right. What a tease.
Yeah, it would be very much like you get to the end there and you don't crash anything. Oh, there would be like, man, my work is going to fire me. But it was at least a cool shot, right?
It was, no, no, you missed, bro. You missed. Swerve 15 degrees further to the left next time.
Yeah.
Like, to smash go back up that mountain
and do it again. Go back up there.
I would. I'd give it a second. I mean, you've already done it once. What the fuck else is going to happen to you?
Can't be any worse than it already is.
It cannot be any worse than it already is. You're exactly right. Yeah.
I love that this car, the one that we're watching right now, has like it looks like the number 8 on top of it, like a NASCAR.
Yeah.
Which makes it exceptionally like funny.
Dale Jr. or something.
Yeah, just like it's like, oh yeah, I like going fast and going into pools, apparently.
That's how you get me to watch NASCAR. You start installing pools on the infield.
I was like, oh man, like they have like little jump ramps and stuff, and like in the middle you turn left and but you gotta make sure go really hard on the straightaway to jump the Shark Tank.
No, I think all I want to see is just pools. I just want to see cars driving into pools. I don't need ramps. I don't need to take like the first step towards F-Zero as like an actual competition. I just need cars going into pools.
Yeah, it is like, and it's just like with the way this is cut, we only see like either a fence being crushed or the car going into the pool. It's like it wants to be there. The car is where it belongs.
You just leave it there. If it goes in, you just leave it.
I think you do. I think you honestly, it's like, well, we could call a tow truck, but you know what? It can't be any worse than it already is. That car is totaled at that point.
Why did you drive in, sir? Well, there are these sirens over there. They were singing on the other side of that pool. I just drove in, and they just made a fucking TikTok about it, which got compilated into a YouTube video of other cars going into pools. And they didn't even want to eat me or anything.
No, they just wanted to be rude is what it was.
Maybe that's my calling in life, is to be a siren. But I just stand near pools.
you go to the YMCA, and you're just standing there. It's like, hey. Check out the pool. You got a car? You want to drive that car into the pool? No?
No.
How about now?
What if I sing?
Oh, it's dirt. Oh, it's Adult Swim. I can get in the pool now? No, that's okay. I'm good. just standing by the poolside.
Just standing by.
Waiting for a car.
Any car. Come on, I need a car.
Could be yours.
It's no one's gonna drive in. It's No Nut November, so there will be no cars in the pool. Is this a sexual thing? I'm starting to wonder. Is this a sexual attraction of mine?
I don't know. I will say the second one where like it goes in through the above ground pool and it just explodes.
It
is probably my favorite
pool.
Yeah,
really. That's it. It's kind of my least favorite.
Really?
Because the pool definitely loses in that one. And in every other one, the pool kind of wins.
You're right.
I think I'm on the pool side. I think when it comes down, if we have to pick sides, pool versus car, I'm picking pool every time. I want to see the pool win.
Okay.
One where it kind of skids across the top of it and goes really fast. That's kind of a, I'll call that one a draw.
you kind of like skip, like it finds the right angle and kind of like skips over it a little bit in there. the one where it's just like the car slowly going into the pool.
It's like, sir, what were you doing? I was sniffing wood.
This one smells old.
It's old smelling wood right here.
If you were on Oak Island, Aaron, and you saw one of those the where they kind of dig and like there's still some water in the ground in there, would that be a pool?
I'd be driving right into it. I wouldn't stop.
Maybe that's how we get on the show. It's like we got a theory. We got a theory for you guys.
Theory is that we have to drive cars into all the holes.
Yeah, it turns out the treasure is hiding from us.
I found this constellation in the sky. I looked up, it's just a bunch of stars. You just wrote drive a car into the hole. Look at all the stars it links up to up there.
Yeah. It turns out when you have a connect the dots without any numbers on it, you can connect anything to anyone.
Including a car to a pool. Yeah. That's it. I'm fucking done. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
If I keep watching these cars driving into pools, I'm gonna do something I regret. Oh, yeah. I think.
I mean, you. Good luck on the commute to work tomorrow on that one. So,
boy, I'm gonna have to really be careful around every pool that I drive by on my commute.
I am just saying though that the curse of Oak Island, maybe like if they had something that would actually be like the curse could be afraid of, maybe like an automobile on the island, maybe just like, you know, shove a couple of automobiles in those holes, like when they make like one of the big holes.
I mean, like, give it a fucking go. I mean, they've tried everything else.
Put a snow shovel or some shit on the front of it, maybe like so it could, like gets a little bit extra like on the way down.
I mean, and,
like
why
maybe
not?
Like yeah, maybe that's why what not? Just brute force, you know.
I mean, we've tried one thing, which is doing scientific analysis and digging lots of holes, and that hasn't worked. Mm-mm. So why don't we just start throwing cars in those holes and see if that works?
We got plenty of cars. We can make that work. We can ship cars anywhere.
Eventually, you get enough catalytic converters down there that it's kind of treasure.
Yeah. I mean, like the worst that happens is you get a car stuck down there and you can't get it out. And you just leave that for the next generation, for Curse of Oak Island 2099 or something.
Yeah, you do exactly. You're just helping out the future. That's what everyone wants to do, is make a difference in the future, right? Yeah.
Let them find it.
Let them find it.
Yeah.
Find it. I'm sure cars will be a valuable commodity in 2079.
Yeah. Like when we get to God, that only makes me want to think of like Cyberpunk 2077, but with Oak Island,
still there.
It's actually not changed at all.
It's just like more holes. Just Marty Lagina the Fourth is there digging holes instead.
Yeah. We watched
cars go into pools. I got to talk about Oak Island. I had a fucking good time this episode, John.
Good. I'm glad. If you're part of Prometheus Entertainment? Is that who to talk to?
That's right. If you're part of, we'll come up with the coolest shit you ever heard.
Yeah,
cool. And it won't be about cars going into holes unless you want it to be, because clearly we're capable of talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's only step one of our plan. Like, we have like a 12-step program that will go further and further.
We could eat up so much airtime.
Yeah.
You won't have to get Gary Drayton out there digging up Coke cans. No. You know, you could just get whatever you need. Just whatever. Yeah. Whatever. We could fill time.
Yeah. Questions at videodeathloop.com. Let us in on it. Let us in on that the money pit, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Send us an email, like John just said, questions at videodeathloop.com. You can follow us on Blue Sky, the hot news social media platform.
Yeah.
Video Death Loop.
Yeah, videodeathloop.bsky.com. Like, you know what, however handles are, just type in Video Death Loop, you'll find us.
Yeah.
We technically still have a Twitter presence, but like, any time that you post on there, it's just a bunch of like people who pay money for that for some reason, get first presidents and just talking the most terrible, heinous shit. So, hey, you know,
this guy. Yep. We went to the different place. The other place.
Yeah. Yeah. The other place. Yeah. Not the other places. The other social media has been trying to do. Threads is not taking off. Let's just be honest right here. You've tried to make Threads work. We have all looked at Threads like, nah, we're good. We're good. Aaron, do you have anything else you want to say?
I do, Deutron. Everybody, have a nice week.
Yeah, do that. Bye.
Bye.